There's not a lot of data on what kinds of fish are eaten from Wisconsin lakes and whether anglers know what to avoid. Now there's an indication, albeit on a small scale, Hmong and Latinos are eating more fish per week than health advisories recommend. That according to a report based on interviews with 129 mostly low-income fishermen in Dane County. State health officials do print warnings in Spanish, English, and Hmong, but Jim Powell from the Madison Environmental Justice Organization says shoreline signs already in use in Green Bay would be more effective than brochures.
Most people don't read brochures. In fact, most people that we've talked to when we showed them a brochure had never seen that, and the information presented in there didn't seem to really make sense to them.
Some fish are not listed on brochures, for example, carp, catfish, and white bass. Shoreline warnings in the form of signs face obstacles. John Hausbeck with Public Health Madison Dane County points out signs cost money and they're prone to vandalism.
And trying to keep them up and in a usable condition, and so that somebody can get information from them, that's going to take resources to do. Also, there's always a group of people that would prefer fewer signs.
The Dane County Board will consider a recommendation from Hausbeck to put up a few test signs along shorelines to see if it improves awareness about fish that are and aren't safe to eat. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.